life of the party, even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden holding a high-stakes news conference last night, answering questions for nearly an hour about his mental fitness in office. ABC's Jay O'Brien has Capitol Hill reaction.
Largely positive from lawmakers. I heard from one Democratic source who said that Biden, quote, has the same problem coming out of this press conference as he did going in. That's because he did a good enough job to not necessarily put entirely their concerns at ease, but it wasn't bad enough to have this groundswell of Democrats come out, the floodgates open, if you will, to try to push him off of the ticket.
The president will campaign in Michigan today. The Republican convention begins next week in Wisconsin. European Union regulators say the blue check marks used on X are deceptive and that the social media company's transparency falls short of the EU's digital rules. More than a million homes and businesses in Texas still without power following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. Palestinians now returning to parts of Gaza City after Israeli forces pulled out. Reports from the area say block after block has been reduced to piles of rubble. The Pentagon also says it will shut down that floating pier used to deliver aid to Gaza. It was operational for just 23 days and was plagued by rough seas. No more getting movies from Redbox.
A commercial for Redbox once declared,
"Running from Redbox is the smartest decision I've ever made."
But that's not the case anymore. In the age of streaming, DVD rental services have become more and more obsolete. And that's the fate of Redbox, which has 24,000 kiosks outside supermarkets and other businesses nationwide. Those kiosks are shutting down, and more than 1,000 employees will be laid off as the company liquidates its assets. In recent years, Redbox did incorporate a streaming component, but it was too little, too late. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new streaming service, however, is ramping up for Christmas movie fans. Hallmark is launching its own service, offering its holiday movies for $80 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Thursday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission unanimously approved new best practices for clerks regarding the use of absentee ballot drop boxes. Commissioners are recommending that drop boxes be placed in well-lit areas. The state Supreme Court's liberal majority recently ruled drop boxes can again be used in Wisconsin. Protesters say they'll proceed as planned at next week's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The coalition to march on the RNC sued after Milwaukee officials refused to permit a march inside the convention security zone. A U.S. District Court judge did not grant an injunction. And Wisconsin's Department of Health Services has a new survey to gauge the health of moms and their babies. The Maternal and Child Health Survey finds out what moms and their babies need so the agency can focus its public health efforts. The survey can be found online at the DHS website and is open till September.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze.
It's American.
It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer.
It's American.
It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-low conditions versus API SP test limits.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, up to 84 for a high this afternoon with not much wind out of the south at only 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 64. Tomorrow, sunshine with an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Warm and muggy tomorrow with a high of 87. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Like sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. The Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low 60s, areas of fog across the region this morning, but another beautiful day for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also talking with Dan Hauser from Wisconsin Farm Tech Days on the beef tent. We'll find out more about that here coming up this hour as well. Great, great turnout last night at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Livestock Auction, and hope you enjoyed our video stream of the auction. Congratulations to all of the exhibitors who were in the auction. Thank you to all of the bidders as well. Also, hope you enjoyed the big dairy show from yesterday. Now, our next show will be on Sunday, 9 o'clock from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We will have the Open Class Dairy Show. We'll have that again on Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock on the video streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the video streaming tab when you get to the website. And thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board for sponsoring our streaming audio service at our website. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is fitness of cull cows. This is based on a May 2024 Journal of Dairy Science research report coming from the University of Guelph in Canada out of the labs of Todd Dunfield. Basically, there are some real concerns here. We know that cows, when they're culled, if they're not in good shape, we lose some economic value. There are some welfare issues and concerns as well by consumers on these animals. And if the animals are culled and not handled correctly, the animal itself will experience some pain as well. The challenges we see in culled cows include lameness, a low body condition score, which means really thin cows, lesions on the hock of these animals, and basically udders that are, that there's extra milk in the mammary gland. What they did is they looked at 43 Holstein cows, and they split them into two groups, a control group, and then another group of cows that were on 60 days on TMR ration on that dairy farm. In the first week, cows were dried off and put on a dry cow diet. The next 3.5 to 4 weeks, the lactating ration was fed to these cows and monitored their response. Those cows that received the extra feed gained 257 pounds more weight. So certainly a good weight gain on these cows. And the body condition score went from 2.4, which is really a thin cow, up to 3.6, which is almost borderline fat cows as far as that goes. The control cows, when they were culled, were at 2.6. Roughly 45% of those cows that when they were sold after being on the full feed diet, the udders were totally dried up. So they were involuted, so there was no milk in those mammary glands, so there was no engorgement of the mammary gland. There was no differences in hock lesions between the control and cows that are being fed. But remember, those cows that are being fed were on freestalls and not on a manure pack. Those cows in the extra feed group gained over 4 pounds per day, and so it shows it can really put on extra weight on these animals. There was no cows had extra milk in the mammary gland and therefore had no discomfort after being the extra feed on the program. What we should be aware of, Bill, is that once we cull a cow from a dairy farm, it may take 2 to 4 days from the time it leaves the farm until it goes and is going to be slaughtered at the end point. We know that swollen mammary systems will cause tissue damage to the udder and discomfort and pain to the cow as well. And in fact, the point was made in the article that Canada does not allow a sale of lame cows or cows that have extremely enlarged mammary system. We should also be aware that there's some economic advantage for the dairy farmer because the cows have gained weight. We know beef right now has a very high market value here. And the value of the cow will also go up in terms of its grading of its animal as well. And there's no risk of it being rejected at the time of slaughter. So our take-home messages are that certainly management of culled cows can be an economic real plus. Thin cows that have large and large udderment certainly have some real risks and may result in being unfit for slaughter. Economics will favor the dairy farmer to add some extra time into the feeding program. And based on the Canadian research, it appears that perhaps maybe 30 days would be adequate time to get the cows to dry up properly and add some body weight on prior to being sold. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. What does Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack think will be needed in order for a new farm bill to be passed? We hear more from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
Obviously, all of us are interested in getting a farm bill done.
But Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the other day he doesn't think it can get done
until such time as all parties are looking at it from a practical point of view.
Vilsack said the House version promises all kinds of programs for farmers, but does not have the money to pay for them.
as the Congressional Budget Office has determined, there are multiple billions of dollars of deficit in the House bill, which causes concern about whether it can pass the House and certainly have problems in the Senate.
And so as Vilsack puts it,
I like to say that they've used Harry Potter's invisibility cloak to essentially cloak over what I think CBO says is at least a $30 billion deficit.
Vilsack says before they can hope to pass a bill before the current Farm Bill extension runs out September 30th, lawmakers will need to start ratcheting down the spending levels to more practical levels. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through. Standing there looking at you, lonely boy.
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis, maybe it was Memphis, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk down 6 to 1991. September steady at 2037. October down 11 to 2029. November milk up 4 to 2006. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 5 to 189. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 195.5. 6 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a half to 310. 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 118, one trade on the day, dry whey up 2 to 51, and no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs also called mixed today as the livestock markets ended the long liquidation phase of the week, but that doesn't really indicate price support's been achieved in the markets. Again, have to look for the cash markets, and lower cash cattle have been factored in. Hogs basically were just overdone to the downside, so some of this was nothing more than a correction, but it doesn't change the fact that we're starting to see some lower cash markets, especially in the cattle sector, and that could lead to another mixed day today. August live cattle opens the day at 182.25, October 183.50, December 185.05. August feeder cattle open at 256.15, September 256.35, October 256.10. July hogs open at 88.55, August 86.67, October at 69.40. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets moving mostly lower, soybeans and wheat also moving mostly lower. A lot of this is now a positioning ahead of the new USDA supply demand data that'll be coming out for July, and also some of the positive weather in the Corn Belt, at least right now. We've received a lot of moisture. Now we're receiving some warmer temperatures and drier conditions. We've received ample moisture, and so we should see some pretty good crop development across all of the Corn Belt and soybean belts here. Wheat markets as well could see some pretty good crop development. Now some of that winter wheat harvest pressure is also beginning to wane. Now, September corn and new crop corn down 3.75 this morning. September at 396.5 and new crop at 407. August beans down 5.25 at 11.75. September down 3.75 to 1060. New crop down 3 at 1064.75. August soybean meal down a half to 341.90. September down a half to 321.40. And July soybean oil steady now at 47.11, while August up 6 at 47.18. Chicago wheat, September down 8 to 563.25. December down 8.25 to 586.75. Minneapolis wheat, September down 9.75 to 609. Energy markets are higher this morning. August crude oil up 69 cents to 83.31. September up 49 cents to 81.67. Meanwhile, August gas up a cent to 2.52. And September steady at 249. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 348, August and September 348, new crop 356. Cash beans at 1057, new crop 988. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 385.25, August 380.25, September 375.25, new crop 365.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 380, new crop at
66. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 357, new crop 355, cash beans 1065, new crop 992. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 362, new crop 361, cash beans 1060, new crop 983. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 382, August 380, new crop 365, cash beans 1097, August 1089, new crop 1008. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 354, new crop 357, cash beans 1072, new crop 995. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 204, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 114 to 140, bulls 138 to 169, calves 300 to 990, beef steers 185 to 570, Holstein steers 165 to 275. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 185 to 199, finished dairy, or finished beef heifers rather, 185 to 200, finished dairy steers 175 to 186, market cows 111 to 129, market bulls 154 to 180, market hogs at Zumbrota 55 to 84, light sows 54 to 6150, heavy sows 5950 to 63, boars 21 to 3150. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Reports on WRDN.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
I walked her to the plane in Phoenix. I said, say hello to your mama. She couldn't even look me in the eye. I drove out to the desert just like nothing happened. But somewhere in the darkness I heard her say goodbye. Stars have all gone out tonight. I feel like the love of my life is dying. Even the man in the moon is crying. I'm burning up this blacktop, heading down to Austin. I wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills.
somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the his name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Dick Hauser, as we chat with Dick about the beef tent at Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County. And Dick, thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, so what are some of the things that the beef tent's going to be focusing on this year?
Well, some of the things that we're looking at, and I like to go back and do just a little background on the whole beef thing, because if you go back 20 years ago, hardly anybody in Wisconsin talked about beef. But now it's becoming very important. If you look at the statistics from Department of Ag, you have less than 7,000 dairy farms, yet we've got over 17,000 farms with beef animals on them. So I think it's important that we start getting the word out on how to handle beef properly. But that's part of what the beef tent is going to do. We're going to have at least 8 different breeds there so that people can see the different kinds of animals. Practically everyone knows about Angus and Hereford and Simmental, but then there's a whole bunch of other ones. There's Normandy, and there's Duolingual, and there's a whole group of cattle. So it's important that they can see and compare. And then also we're going to have a beef cattle handling demonstration using regular equipment and hopefully some cattle that we can get in there. And the idea behind that is to make it safe for both the animal and the people that are working them. We want to make sure that those animals are treated properly, because they will end up being a better product if they are.
You mentioned, you know, the number of dairy farms, the number of beef farms. A lot of folks always, they don't really realize that dairy is actually part of the beef industry.
Well, that is a very important comment to make, because especially now, we have many of the larger dairies that are breeding their low-end cows to some beef cross, and they're becoming a big part of the total beef product that we get to eat. So it's important also to realize that almost every dairy cull cow ends up at the packing plant, and probably hamburger, but that's fine. It is a part of the beef industry.
But it's also starting to change, that part of it. But you mentioned with that crossbreeding, we're starting to see more and more dairy farmers. This is kind of like a new income stream for them.
Well, it absolutely is, because that crossbred steer is worth more money than just the straight Holstein steer. There's nothing wrong with the Holstein steer. They certainly produce good meat, but it just has that quality concept that we're looking for. And I think that the next step that we need to see here in Wisconsin is to get more people that are actually feeding these animals out. We are sending quite a few of them out of state to get fed, and so we're working on trying to get more people in the industry to feed these animals out here. We've got the packing plants that can handle them, so let's get the whole job done here.
Talking with Dick Hauser this morning, Farm Tech Days, August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County, talking a little bit about the beef tent. You know, also in the tent, which I always like, Wisconsin Beef Council is always there. They always have some great recipes. That's one of the reasons I stopped there, is because, one, I can get some new recipes. The other thing is that they've done in the past is they've been able to provide folks coming to the show alternate cuts, so that, you know, we've had inflation. I like a ribeye. Well, you know what? But here's an alternate cut. I'm hoping they do that again this year, because I lost my sheet. But that is one of the nice things about this, is for all folks coming in to kind of find out how to use beef and maybe some new ways.
Oh, yes. The Beef Council does an excellent job for the industry, and they will be there, and they will be, even if you get there at the right time, have some samples for you to taste.
Ooh.
But it's very important to know that there are these new cuts. This is something that was developed by the checkoff at the national level, and there are these things called flank steaks and other things that, while they may not be exactly what you had, they're going to be very good, very tasty, and save you a little money at the same time.
Dick Hauser, he's in charge of the beef tent, part of Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
A hot air mass will build in as we head into the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Dew points will also rise into the upper 60s to low 70s, and that will keep relative humidity values above 50%. There are chances for showers and thunderstorms over the weekend before a mild air mass arrives after a cold frontal passage. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, south winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 62 to 67, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, south winds at 5 to 7. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 84 to 89, relative humidities at 55 to 60%, south winds at 5 to 9, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Precipitation possible. Also see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, warmer, highs 90 to 95. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. Tuesday, mostly sunny, cooler, highs 75 to 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com. WorthingtonMarkets.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You just never know the secrets your plants are holding. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California woman explores the link between botany and booze as she's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Grapes give us wine, scotch comes from barley, rum from sugarcane, and bourbon from corn. In other words, your favorite cocktails started in the dirt. Amy Stewart of Eureka, California is an author, garden writer, and has a deep appreciation for botanicals and our favorite alcoholic drinks. She says she was walking through a liquor store with a friend and started naming off all the plants that were listed on the bottles.
Oh, look, there's agave, and there's corn, and there's potatoes. And so from that, I was like, you know what? Somebody should really write a book about that. Because if you think about it, every single thing in all of these bottles is a plant. They're nothing but plants. And I don't think anybody has talked about that really from the point of view of the plants.
So Amy started researching plants that become alcohol, their origins and traditions, and wrote a lighthearted book called The Drunken Botanist. For example, American colonists fermented parsnips, and Ugandans make beer from bananas. She says if you know how your favorite spirits evolved, you'll have a better idea of what to pair them with in the glass. She also writes about plants that are added to alcohol to change its flavor. On the side, Amy grows her own cocktail garden.
So for instance, I have elderflowers, which are used in French liqueurs. I grow sloes, which is a very tart fruit and is an ingredient in slow gin. But then I also have a lot of little herbs and small fruits and vegetables that are just garnishes. Like there's a particular mint that is best for mint juleps, so I grow that one. And there's a different one that's best for mojitos, so I have that one as well.
Amy says she's hosted many parties to hone her research and writing. Learn more about The Drunken Botanist at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been a walking 30 miles en route to L.A. to get a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Milo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. But she lost both her arms in a wrestling match to get a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years back, ever since the world began, been a whole lot of good women shed a tear for a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what the trouble was, a brown-eyed handsome man.